Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Maseches Shabbos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Yod, and Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnahs are being learned Leilu Nishmas, Maris, Miriam, Sarah, Basar, Yaakov, Maisha, Hernish, Shalmash, Rav, and Aliyah, and Mishchos, Rachel, Basar, Gittol, and Daniel, Yezra, and Spari, Rachel, they should be Gebenesh, Vezer, Shakayama, Bekarav, Mamish. And Mishnah Yod tells us, Yoytzin, Bebetzes, Hachargol, a person can go out with the egg of a chargol. What's a chargol? It's a type of grasshopper. And why would he go out with this? Well, that's because they would put it on their ear to help heal them from earaches. Ubeshein Shel Shual, a person could go out with a fox tooth worn around their neck. This helped with sleeping issues. Uvamasmer Hatsolov, and he may go out with a nail from gallows. And this is all Mishum Refuah because of Refuah, as we said, it helps heal them from something that they're suffering from. Devar Ameir, this is what Ameir says. The Chachamim say, Af Bachal Aser, even during the week it's Aser to go out like this. Why? Mishum Darkei Amairi, because this is the ways of the Amairi. Darkei Amairi is the term that the Mishnah and Gemara uses for a practice that Goyim have because of superstition. They're superstitious, and they think that wearing a fox's tooth helps them. So we as Yidden have an Isser to copy Goyim. It's called Darkei Amairi, so even during the week, a person would not be allowed to do this. And moving on to Perek Zayin Mishnah Aleph. So in the introduction to the Masechta, we had said that if a person is Ivar Malacha on Shabbos, b'mezid, he could be Chayiv Misa, he might get killed, and if he does so b'shaygig, he's going to be Chayiv a Karbon. But now there's different categories of Shaygig. How many Karbonis is he going to be Chayiv? So the Mishnah tells us, Kol HaShaychech Iker Shabbos. Let's say a person forgot Shabbos, which means he totally forgot that there's even a mitzvah in the Torah called Shabbos. V'asa Malachas Harbei b'Shabbos is Harbei, and he did many different Malachas across many Shabbosos, Einoi Chayiv El Chatos Achas. He's only Chayiv one Karbon Chatos. That's because there's only one Shaygig here. He totally forgot that there's something called Shabbos. But let's say Hayodeh Iker Shabbos. He knows that there's a mitzvah called Shabbos. It's just that every Shabbos, he forgot that today is Shabbos. And va'asa malachas harbei b'shabbos is harbei. He did many malachas across many Shabbosos. Chayiv al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos. He's chayiv an individual chatos for every single Shabbos. Now let's say Hayodeh Shu Shabbos. He knows that today is Shabbos. Va'asa malachas harbei b'shabbos is harbei. And he did many malachas across many Shabbosos. That's because he forgot that these malachas were asur on Shabbos. Chayiv al kol av malacha malacha. He's chayiv a separate karbon for every single av malacha that he did. Now what about ha'asa malachas harbei me'ein malacha achas? A person did many different malachas, but they all fit under the same category of malacha. Einu chayv el chatas achas, then the person is only chayv one karbon chatas. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Beis talking about all of the avos malachos and with Mishnah Gimel. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.